CAA Media Day today. The Maine Black Bears picked to finish number 7 in the conference this season. The Villanova Wildcats, led by outstanding quarterback John Robertson, the pick for the number 1 team in the CAA. With more on that, let's go to the Tiller and Rye telephone line, where we are joined by the commissioner of the Colonial Athletic Association, Tom Yeager. Tom, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How's everything up there?
Well, everybody's buzzing. The good news is most of the talk's about football, and we love that. And let's talk about what happened today at Media Day. First of all, by all indication, as we look at the poll, the news of the all-conference teams, it's shaping up to be just another tremendous year of CAA football.
Oh, it really is. You know, last year we had 9 of our 12 teams that were ranked. You know, I think the preseason, who knows? I mean, really, you know, our league is so competitive that, you know, it's about a one play in every game that can, depending on the outcome, really kind of determines the outcome of a contest. So I think it's going to be just a terrific year, a lot of outstanding players coming back. You know, we have the National Player of the Year offensively and the 4th-rated player offensively, the 2nd-rated defensive player offensively or defensively coming back. Coach of the Year, the number 1 seed in the country last year, you know, returning. It's going to be another great year.
Oh, it's absolutely going to be a great year. And at the top of the list, Andy Talley, the veteran, the wily veteran with another great team coming back in Villanova. And that's also the strength of this league, too, not only the great players, but tremendous coaches, both the veterans and some of the newcomers.
Oh, it really is. I mean, we've had 3 guys that have won the National Coach of the Year Award active right now. You know, and it, you know, it's the depth of the league. You know, when you get, we're placing 4 or 5 teams in the playoffs, you know, every weekend's a battle. And, you know, the goal is for, you know, to get in the playoffs and then see what happens.
We talked last week on the show with Phil Steele, the college football expert, and he mostly focuses on FBS football, but he said, hey, year in and year out, the Colonial is the absolute best FCS conference in the country. I thought the additions last year of Albany and Elon only added to that, and they're programs that are still works in progress, but traveling down there, seeing the beautiful facilities at Elon, the money that they're putting into the program, and a very competitive first year in the league from Albany, I think is really strengthened the league from top to bottom.
Yeah, it really has, and like I say, with the, you know, those 3, and you know, Stony Brook came in too, along with Albany. You know, we now have 5 teams that are located from New York north, and that's important from a geographic standpoint, travel point, rivalries. You know, for our New England group, and you know, great additions, and I think there's a great deal of pride amongst all 12 of the teams, a great deal of competitiveness, and really 12 coaches that really approach football the right way, and you know, just a tremendous level of respect for each other's programs, which was, you know, is evident all the time, but again was evident again today at Media Day.
We're talking with CAA Commissioner Tom Yeager. Commissioner, was today a little bittersweet for you? You've announced that this will be your last year at the helm of the league. It's got to be an interesting feeling to look around and know this is the last time you go through all that.
Yeah, it really is. And then, you know, it's days like today, you start thinking, are you really sure? You know, but, yeah, it really is. And I think, you know, I'm excited about having, I had a chance to talk to the players that were there this morning and talked about with the seniors that this is kind of my senior year too, and all the goals that you have, I hope we all achieve. And, you know, it'll be definitely a melancholy end sometime, and hopefully on January with another national championship.
There were some questions a few years ago when some schools dropped football, and then when teams dropped out of the league, and we wondered what the future of CAA football might be. But I look around, and it feels to me like not only stable but stronger than ever going forward.
Yeah, I really think so. I think that it, you know, there have been some people that have moved up, moved on, dropped football, whatever. You know, the group that we have. now, I think, in the institutions and their commitment to their football programs. You know, we have major stadium constructions going on at New Hampshire and William & Mary that will be ready a year from now. The league's commitment to instant replay, the expansion of a television package, you know, the rivalries that have developed. You know, I think that we have really hit a great spot for our schools and are at a level and playing with the people that they want to play against and want to be associated with. So I'm very pleased at where we are right now and, you know, into the future.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for your great work in getting the conference to where it is through the years. I'm sure we'll see you along the road this season. Hopefully we'll see you in Durham, New Hampshire in November when you present the Black Bears with that championship trophy.
Well, if they're playing for it, I'll be there. And you know, Kaz talked to me, he mentioned today a couple of times, you know, he's never happier than seeing me up there in my winter coat in December at a playoff game. And I told him, you get there, I'll be there. So, you know, we're looking forward to it and, you know, making the final year a special one.
Well, Tom, thanks as always for joining us. Good luck on what we know will be another great season of CAA football, and we'll see you somewhere on the road this year.
Absolutely.
Tom Yeager, the commissioner of the CAA, the media poll today.